Hey, everybody. After 4,122 days of no music, I'm officially reborn. And I wanted to give you a brief behind the song about this song, Reborn. A lot of people probably think it's self-explanatory, which it is. I wanted to talk a little bit about the fact that there is a spiritual component, but also the creative component with this song specifically. And there was an intentionality behind releasing it first. So Reborn, obviously there is a faith-based aspect to that. As a Christian myself, I believe in the rebirth that comes from believing in Jesus. This song specifically is actually talking about the rebirth of the artist within the creative person. So just to give you a backstory, for those of you who may just be coming across me for the first time, I was in a band from 2002 to 2014 with both of my brothers. And we produced four full-length albums, culminating with a rock opera that came out in 2014. And at that time, I thought that I got burnt out, basically working on this project for 2.5 years, this rock opera, releasing it, thinking it was going to be the thing that really put me on the map, was going to be the stamp of my musical career. And it did not accomplish that. It was still very enjoyable. We had a great experience performing it in its entirety live. People were really supportive. But at the end of that, with where I was in my life, I had just turned 30 years old. And that was about the time where my focus shifted. And I was unhappy in work. I was unhappy with the direction of my life. And I decided to change careers. And I started to pursue acting professionally. And that really took on the focus. I became self-employed. I was working in real estate. And music kind of took a backseat to all of that. And so for 3.5 years, I was working as a real estate agent while pursuing acting professionally full time. In 2018, I was able to get hired at Sight and Sound Theaters to work professionally as an actor full time. And still, even then, music was not a part of the equation at all. I was still singing, still performing. But the idea behind writing original music, putting out music for the world to hear as though I had something to say, it was dormant for 11 years. I had not written a full song in over a decade, and thought that that part of my life was over. So much to my surprise, 10 years later, plus as I approached my 40th birthday, I started to feel an itch similar to a lot of people experience as they reach these milestones in their life. And I was wondering what was next for me creatively. One thing that I realized through this whole process is that I'm not a musician, I'm not a singer, I'm not an actor, I'm an artist. And God's given me that desire to create art. The medium I've used has been through writing music. And what I thought was something that was going to be long gone and something I could think of with nostalgia, God started to reawaken that in me. And the lyrics of the song Reborn really kind of describe that scenario. Nothing to offer, of no good use to you. But then there was a spark that you lit, and then you fanned it into a flame. And so obviously there's parallels between the spiritual rebirth and the creative rebirth that I went through. That's really the impetus of the song. And stylistically, it's similar enough to what people were used to with my previous musical endeavors, but also looking ahead to where we're headed. And there's lyrics in the song. It's moving on to bold new endeavors, cutting free old habits are severed. And that's kind of a wiping the slate clean of what you thought you were anticipating of the music that I put out, and also setting the stage for what's coming. And there's a great line in the song. So one of the things that we talk about in the song is the idea of, like, when you're first born, the world is your oyster. You have limitless possibilities. That little baby there, it could be anything. And we kind of poke fun at that a little bit by saying, started out cool, but things got hard since that cold December day on the boulevard. So I was born in a hospital that was on a boulevard in the month of December. So the idea of being born in December and then seeing that this new birth that's coming about of my creative juices and that kind of thing. So that's really the story behind the song. My brother helped me write some of the lyrics, and he's the one who came up with that line of the cold December day in the boulevard. As soon as I read it, I thought it was awesome. I just thought it was really cool because it really personalized the song as opposed to it just being general ideas. I think I've always written autobiographically, but it's always been in a kind of, I don't know, like I never really went there. It was always kind of in using vague language or trying to make it appeal. And I will say right now, up front, the songs that you will hear over the next few months, you're going to hear me going there, and you're going to hear things that come from a real place. And that's one of the things that I'm excited about with this music, is that I feel like I've been bottled up for so long that I have these things that I want to say, and I want to use this music to do that. It may not be for everyone, and I understand that, but I'm being true to who I am as a person, my beliefs, what I think is right. People can take it or leave it. Hopefully they at least like the tune, but I'm really excited for this new era of music coming from me. And the next song is actually going to be only... it's actually 20 days from now. We're not wasting any time. So I'm proud to announce the next single will be released on Monday, May 12th, and it's called High Horse. And for anybody who thinks that I'm going to pull my punches, that song will be the introduction into what you can expect from the new music. Reborn was the palate cleanser. Reborn was the announcement, the proclamation that I'm back and I'm excited to embark on this new journey. High Horse is going to shift gears stylistically, thematically, and I'm really excited to see where it goes. So anyway, thanks for watching this video. I hope it gave you a little bit of insight into the story behind the song. I'm super excited for you to hear all the music that's coming your way. It's going to be challenging. It's going to be interesting to see how people respond. And I want to encourage you, now that music is delivered in a different way, it used to be like, hey, buy our CD, and then the funds from that CD would help produce new music. That doesn't exist anymore. Everybody who has, if you choose to have streaming platforms with ads, then you get music for free. Any song that you want for free, as long as you watch some ads. If you pay for that streaming service, you don't even get the ads, but you can still listen to any song you want for free. So all of that music that I'm producing will be available out there for you to listen to. So I would just ask that you would consider the cost that you would have paid for a CD of mine, contributing to Buy Me a Coffee, or you can find me on Venmo, Jeff Desiato, GeoffDesiato. You can find all the links on my websites. Oh, man, what I just did. Anyway, you can see that this is not a refined operation, and I am just trying to get the word out. And if you could do the same, I'd really appreciate it. For the music that's coming out, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for watching this video. And I can't wait for you to hear the new stuff that's coming down the pike. Subscribe to all my channels. I would really appreciate that. And thank you for joining me on this journey of music.